Hey guys, welcome to Let's Share. In this podcast, we'll talk about mental health and learn about the problems that occurs to us when we are going through that phase. As gone through the same, motivated me to make this podcast. We are in the middle of a full-blown mental health crisis for adolescents and young adults. Said Dr. Jean Twenge, research psychologist at San Diego State University and author of the book, I Chen. You must be wondering why I'm telling you all these things, or what do I want to show you? How many of us are suffering from depression, anxiety, or many other mental illnesses? Only a few people are able to get help from experts. Some may not even know what is happening to them. And there are some who come to know about their condition, but still they are not able to take help of experts. There can be many reasons, such as lack of money, or they don't know about mental illnesses, or the pressure of society. And trust me, society's pressure is such a reason that many people are afraid to take any step, or afraid to tell someone. And in fact, depression is the biggest cause of suicides. Depression is an issue that needs to be heard. It can affect anyone at any stage of life, impacting relationships, work, and social interactions, and impacting our ability to live life to its fullest. Depression can be managed and overcome, said Poonam Khetrapal Singh, Regional Director, WHO Southeast Asia, in a statement. Everyone tells us how to get out of depression, what to do, what not to do. They tell us different things like read a book, learn new thing, do this, do that. But they do not understand that we know all these things, that they will help us, but still we are not able to. Don't know why, but we can't. We do not have enough energy to do all these work. Just tell me, how will a person who fights to get up in the morning, read a book, get up to do workouts? Nobody tells us that if you are not well, then it's fine. Sometimes it's okay not to be okay. The real problem is that people do not understand. They do not take this problem seriously. I was also among them who tried to find a source of inspiration to get up in the morning. Many times I started crying like after getting up or kept looking at the wall like crazy. I used to get lost in my own fantasies. That's why I can understand all these things. At that time, we need a person who really understands us. Instead of blaming or judging us, we really need someone in front of whom we can say everything openly, in front of whom we could cry openly. We really need someone who can support us when everyone has already left. Many people do not have someone who can care for them. When I was fighting, I had no one to handle me. We know that we can win with anything, but winning with our mind is not so easy. But guys, have faith when you start coming out of depression. You will feel that this misery was necessary. Just trust the process. Whatever happens, happens for good. And yes, if you can fight that misery, then you can get out of this depression too. In my overcoming journey, I started doing just one thing. I started believing that yes, I can get out of this. Even if it takes me more time, I can. And every other day, I used to think I can't do it anymore. And I could not do this even on a regular basis. But I used to give myself a belief every day that yes, I can. And where there is a will, there is a way. Whatever happens is for good. The solution is around us. We just need to see it. Thank you guys. In the next podcast, I'll talk about my journey. So stay tuned.